he's thinking of moving to Lewis, trying to move to Lechra because of the services for the Yekir Shlomo.
That's nice. It's good. Okay. We started the Torah Memvav Aleph Ming on page 137. We're up to page 138. Let's just go over from the beginning again. We just started the Torah. It's not easy. Page 137. We'll just review for a minute. The Baal Shem HaKadosh is explaining this Maim HaChazal that Golus is because we were Koyfe Hashem, we turned away Hashem, and David HaMelech. We were Koyfe and David HaMelech. So the Baal Shem is explaining what's the meaning of Kfira B'David HaMelech. What's the Kfira of David HaMelech? So it begins by explaining the Gemara in Erechin Ein Ben Adam. Well, it's coming up, the Gemara in Erechin Ein Ben Adam Ezel of Maisa Meshech Shibu Malchus Bavad. That's not in Erechin, that's in Sanhedrin. But the Omer B'Shas Misha Avrolov Arborim Yom Belo Yisurin Kibaloi Lamo. That a person who, the Gemara says that a person who has gone through 40 days without any Yisurin, without any suffering, is already Kibaloi Lamo. In other words, that's on the cheshbon of the next world. He has it very good in this world. And that's on the cheshbon of the next world. So hey chidam yisurim, hey shid yod la'arnik yilith al din azahav, and not lamad be'ab chusa. But then the Gemara says, but as far as the yisurim are concerned, suffering, even something as minor, as a person reaching to the pocket expecting to find a gold coin, and he finds a smaller coin, or he looks in the pocket to find three, and he finds two. That's already called Yisurim. That's already called Yisurim, so even a little bit of aggravation is called Yisurim. V'hikshaha ein Yisurim b'le'oven. The Gemara asks, but we know that Yisurim is always because there's some oven, there's some sin, there's something wrong that's being repaired. Chisalke, next page, 138, Salke Dakdash said, so finding the wrong change, that's already Kaparas Oven, it brings some sort of a Kapara for an Aveira. Akadekach, that's considered to be Yisurim, and Yisurim is always because of Chait, so Yisurim are Mechaparim on some Aveira, because he has the wrong change, that's Yisurim. Bekit Sadik, Ramanosa Yechia. So Baal Shem explained Kitzadik Bemnasa Yechya, but defines the tzadik is his emuna. Ki amamin b'ashgacha pratis shel Hashem Yisbarach, because a person who believes in ashgacha pratis of Hashem, that's really the malchus of David Melech, living in that emuna. That's what the Baal Shem is going to explain. Ki amamin b'ashgacha pratis. A person who believes that every single thing, even what coin you find in your pocket, you don't find it. Everything in life is mimenu yisbarach. Hein davar katan gadol, whether it's a tiny little thing or it's a big thing. Hakol habedin alaz dalad nun yud, which is dina demalchus shamayim. Everything is Aleph Dalet Nun is the letters Dina, which is meaning. It's a din from Shemaim. It's something which is determined from above, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a din Shemaim. It's not just Stam, a mikra. It's a din Shemaim, and there's a reason for it. Well, the Sibas Cheto, because whatever it is, there's something that was wrong in his life. Umiyad Nisharet, he might not even know what it is. Obviously, a person makes a cheshbon and tries to think. Might not know what the chait is, but a person is nischarit. He regrets whatever it is that was wrong. Mole charodo v'fachet Hashem, and he's filled with yashamayim, with fear of Hashem. Mian marichlim lo, he's immediately forgiven. Mian cheshu umamin v'chayzabo medabik machshavto v'yizbaruch, because he believes that this Hashgacha Pratis, and Hashem is speaking to him through this big thing or little thing that happened, and he does tshuva and he attaches himself to Hashem. Kach, therefore, Gama Moshed Yoda, Likar Dina Zohav, even a person who reaches into his pocket to take a gold coin, Volo Biyoda Dina Kesev, and comes out a silver coin, Achashul is Sibas Chetum Ascharet, because he knows that this isn't Stama Mikre, but there's a reason for it, and it's Mechapra on something in his life, and if he, that was wrong. Nachshul Kaparas Oven, that's considered ready to be a Kaparas Oven. And it's Yisur. Ain Yisurim Belochait, these are considered to be Yisurim because he understands. Doesn't mean that it's suffering and it's terrible and it's some sort of a tragedy. It's not tragedy. But he believes in Hashgachas Hashem and that there's a reason for this and he's mischarit. So then that already is considered to be Yisurim during that time of his life.
And it doesn't matter that he
even if he can't think specifically, even if he doesn't know specifically what this is, he tries to, and then it's most people could think of something. There are a lot of things to think of, but to stay focused on one thing and say that sometimes if you can think of some connection, you know, maybe I didn't help that fella out that needed some help, or it's tzedakah, because if it's related to the not finding in the pocket. But to try to zero in on something, not to get crazy, but to be mischarit, but to know that this Hashgacha Pratis, and to say, ulai, this is it, but I have charat if this was it, or if it was something else, I regret whatever that was. That means that he's living in the malchus of David HaMelech, he's living in the world of Hashgacha Pratis, and for him, that's Yisurim. A person doesn't care about this stuff, he lives without Hashem in his life, so that's not Yisurim, a little thing like that. What's Yisurim? Yisurim is it. He trips, he hurts himself, something bad, terrible happens, then he'll think of some Yisur. That could be more than 40 days, that could be months, and nothing serious happens. But a person who lives in the Malchus of David HaMelech, every single thing is a Hashgacha Pratis, and therefore even a small thing like that is a din of Yisurim, because he accepts it. What's Yisurim? Yisurim is Musar. Musar is Hashem is saying, behave, try to be good. Not in a terrible way, in an angry way, but Hashem is giving you Musar. You thought you'd find some money in the pocket. You'd have any advice. Hashem is saying a little Musar. And when he's saying a little Musar, it's called Yisurim. Yisurim is the Lashon of Musar. And Hashem is saying to you, think of something that might be related to this that you could work on. You have Charata. So it's considered to be Yisurim. You're going through Yisurim because you receive this as Hashem speaking to you in a way of Musar, that Hashem is being Moshe says something to you. He's giving you something for you to improve. And this is Yisurim. Even though it seems like it's nothing, it's tiny, it's nothing, it's not a big deal, but Hashem is giving you these Yisurim. And you therefore are not in the category of 40 days without Yisurim. These are Yisurim. Because you're hearing Hashem's Musar. If you think of it that way, it's easier. I'm hearing the Dvar Hashem. I'm listening to the Musar of Hashem. Shema b'ni Musar avicha. Hashem is telling me Musar. He's being Moshe, some Musar to me. I'm trying to think, what did I do or not do that's related to this Inyan, this thing that happened? And if I can't think of something that I'm saying, then I Moshe myself back to Hashem and say, I'm yours. I hope that I'll be zeichet. I regret whatever it was that I should have done or didn't do. And I hope that you'll forgive me. So, and that's considered to be Yisurim, and he's not considered a person that's going 40 days without Yisurim. That already, you know, is using up his credit from the next world. He's not using up any credit from the next world.
I don't understand how it's much of a musa that only that small thing would happen to you, because considering you could crash your car, you could fight with your wife, you could lose your money. If you were going around and the only thing you had was the everyday wrong coins, you'd be saying, Baruch Hashem.
It's not a contradiction.
Good.
It's not a contradiction. Well, that's exactly what the Gemara is worried about. A person that goes around in his life and saying, since I didn't crash my, you know, get into a car crash, then life is great. A person should always be grateful for the good things in life. But I am perfect. I'm fine. That's exactly what the Gemara is worried about. People walking around like that and thinking that everything is fine. And the attitude of the Torah that Gemara is saying is that you think that everything is fine, it means everything is not so fine. And not so fine, again, doesn't mean to get depressed and to get nervous, but to be a person that lives all of his life in tshuva. All of one's life should be lived in a way of tshuva. Not sad or depressed, but constantly trying to return to Hashem. It's not a contradiction. Baruch Hashem, I'm grateful, life is good. The only thing that happened today to me is that I reached into my pocket and got the wrong coin. Chazda Hashem, Chazda Hashem. But even that that happened is a way of reminding a person to make a cheshbon. Yeah. And it's Nechshav Kaparas often. This is another good program that Hashem has. It's a good program. This is a very good program for a person. He wants us to live in a way of consciousness. Not morbid, depressed, but in a way of consciousness. Hashem Yisbarach wants us. That's what David HaMelech's life was. That's what it means, the Malchus of David, to be Koifrin David HaMelech. David HaMelech lived in a state of consciousness, of thinking about what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where is Hashem Yisbarach right now in my life. That's how he lived. He lived in a state of consciousness. As the Baal Shem now explains, Bechina Zu Nikra David, page 139. This is called David. Ki ein sof shenikra ayin b'chinas Dalid. The name David, Dalid, Vav Dalid. So ein sof shenikra ayin, the infinite, Hashem is the ein sof, the infinite. Is called Ayin, Bechinas Dalet, which is the Bechina of Dalet. We'll see in note 15 in a second that there are different meanings to the letter Dalet. It's a term of exaltedness, and it also could be something which is very, very, very little.
What's Bechinas?
An aspect of Bechinas Dalet. Umizen nimshach shehivav, and from that dalet of ayin is nimshach shehivav, that draws into the vav. El dalet beis, that to the second dalet, shul tachlus hashiflus hakol bashgoch. Protius mimani bashgoch. I'm sorry, bashgoch. Protius mimani isbach. We'll see exactly the dalet of dalet, but what it means is that one starts off believing in the infinite, in the infinite, or the infinite presence of Hashem, the infinite light of Hashem, Ayin. And if a person stops there and lives only in that with that thought of Hashem as being infinite, it's very distant and very removed. That doesn't necessarily change one's way of life. That Hashem is Ayin, that Hashem is hidden. Ayin is hidden from me and is infinite and beyond my grasp. Many, many people believe in God, but they're not living in the world of David HaMelech. They believe in Hashem, but Hashem is infinite. You know, he's beyond my grasp. Ayin, something I can't relate to. The tachlis is, how do I take the infinite and draw the infinite into my life? Right, make HaKadosh Baruch in my life something that is present and real. So that's the letter Vav, because Vav is always that which is drawing, connecting. The letter Vav, which we've spoken about many times, the letter Vav is it's shaped like a hook, and it means a hook. Vavim Lamudim, right? A Vav is a hook. Vav is always something that connects. That's why you say Ruven Vishimin. So and so Vi means and. So Vav is always a letter of Hemshech, to connect. Vav Achibur, right? The Vav that connects, it binds. So we begin with Ayin, Hashem is, I don't know, beyond me, infinite. I have very little feeling or connection to infinite. I don't know what that means.
Where's the Ayin in David? I'm confused.
We're going to explain in the letter Dalet in a second, okay? So then I need to take this infinite, mysterious light, this koach that's beyond me, and with the vav to draw it into the second dalet, which is Hashgacha Pratis. Now, as far as the dalets are concerned, look at footnote 15. So we have the first dalet, and we have the second dalet, and the vav in the middle. The teva dalad shtei mashmauyos menugados b'teichna. There are two opposite meanings of the word dalad, of the delet, of delas, of door, of dalad, of dalosi v'liyashi. There are two opposite meanings of the letter dalad. Hein mashmo sheremimus v'isnasos. On the one hand, dalad means something which is exalted and very, very, very high, very beyond oneself. Koloshna Kosovit says in Novi, Dalu Einai Lamorum, which means Hurmu Vahugbu. Dalu means a loshna of lifting higher. My eyes are lifted to the heavens. Dalu Einai Lamorum. And it also means a lashon of shiflus, of something which is very low. The lashon dalus vanius, because a dal means somebody who's poor. Dalus and shiflus. Dalosi v'li yoshia. Mikimi mi afra dal. Mi ashpais yorim evyon. So the dalad lamed, has two opposite meanings. Something which is very, very, very high, and something which is very, very low. Uperish noisav ladalad miloshen delia ushiiva, drawing something up. Hasovel eshtei hamashmoyus, and that has both of the meanings. Michad hadliya hi agbos amayman habe'er lamayla, when I'm drawing water from below to above, that's called a loshen of delia. That's why a bucket is called a deli, right? I'm lifting something low, and I'm bringing it up high. So dal has both meanings. Something is low, and I'm doilo omashka, I lift it up to a place that's high. On the other hand, it also can mean, I'm even in English, to dull something out, right? There's also a lashon of dal. I'm taking something from a higher place and I'm bringing you to a lower place. It goes in both directions. So now let's go back to the Baal Shem Tov. So we have the name David. Again, B'chinus Nikra David ke Ein Sof Nikra Ayin. Ein Sof Nikra Ayin. The infinite is Ayin. The Ayin I don't relate to, it's beyond me. I have to try to draw this into my life. I draw that which is infinite into my finite existence. How do I do that? With the letter Vav. El Dalad, Sheni, or Shenis, to the second Dalad, which is Mikimi Miyafadal, which is all the way down to the tiniest little details of my life. The little things in my life. El dalad shenis shub tachlis hashiflus, even to the smallest things in my life. So I'm taking from the infinite, that's the first dalad, and I'm connecting it through the vav. I draw it and connect it. I connect the infinite down to what? To all the little tiny things, dal, like a lashon of a poor person. To all the tiny little things of my life, even though they might seem on the surface to be insignificant, I take the infinite and I draw it and I connect it to all the tiny little things in my life. That's the name, David. Shetachlis ha-shiflus ha-kol b'ashgacha protis m'meni yisbarach. Everything's b'ashgacha protis m'meni yisbarach. That's David. U'ksh'eino ma'amin zeh sh'akol b'ashgacha protis m'meni yisbarach. And if a person does not believe in this, that everything is Hashgacha Pratis, but instead he says, No, I did this. It's not from, it's not Hashem. I did this. It's my, through my own strength, through my own talents, and so on. Nikra koifer ba Hashem Yisbaruch u'b'chinas David HaMelech. Then he's a koifer in Hashem and David HaMelech. Ki koifer bedin Malchus Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, page 140. Because he's koifer in the Malchus of David, which is the Malchus of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is Dina, which means that everything's a Din Shamay, everything happens from above. Rak Malchus u'mechusa meshubad elaklipa hamachasa u'mastir inani hashkachos yisbach neyodim. But instead, this person attaches himself, rather for this person, the Malchus of Hashem is hidden, and he's meshubad to the klipa, to that covering, hamachasa u'mastir inani hashkachos yisbach neyodim, that is hiding and concealing Hashem's hashgacha from us here in this world. And this person is attached to the Malchus of the Sitracha, the Malchus of Sheker, instead of the Malchus of Hashem. He's connected to the Malchus of Sheker. Lo'osid b'yimayis HaMashiach, and in the future b'yimayis HaMashiach, asher is ruach ha'tumah yavim in ha'aretz. When Hashem will remove the ruach of tumah from the world, then Hashem's hashgacha will be revealed, b'prote protes, in a clear and open way, b'prote protes. That then we'll see that the wrong coins and every tiny little thing, it's all hashgacha. It was all hashgacha protes, and it all had to do with fixing each person and whatever needed to be taken care of in that person's life. And with this we can now understand. Lo Golu Yisrael, that the Inyan of Golus and the Malchus of Sheker, and the Malchus of Tumah, what is that Golus? What's the nature of Golus? Achakofru Bakadosh Baruch Hu Malchus Beis David. Being in Golus means being in this state of denial, in this kfira of Malchus Beis David. But every tiny thing in life, it's all Hashgacha Pratis. That's what it means to be in Golus. So when the Gemara says that the only difference between this world and Yemos HaMashiach, between now and Yemos HaMashiach, is Shibud Malchus, the Baal Shem is explaining what's the meaning of Shibud Malchus. Of course, Shibud Malchus means that we're under the control of and oppressed by the Malchus, by our enemies and so on. But on a deeper level, Shibud Malchus means that a person lives in a way of being meshubet to the Malchus. He's meshubet to the Malchus of Sheker. In his head, in his brain, he's meshubet to the Malchus of Sheker that says that things happen. Things are happening on their own, or it's because of you, or Kaychi Vaisim Yodi, whatever it is. That's called Shibud Malchus. When a person's meshubet to that inaccurate, false way of thinking, that's called Shibud Malchus. When a person believes in Hashgacha Pratis and everything, that means that he belongs to Malchus Beis David. So even now, before Mashiach comes, it's not just talking about, the Baal Shem says, not just talking about in the end, should be soon when Mashiach comes. But he's saying it's a way of living in this world. A person who's constantly in that place of Shevi Hashem Nenek Disamit, who lives in a place of Hashgacha Pratis, believing Hashgacha Pratis. So his Shibud is a Shibud to Malchus Hashem, which is Al Dal Nud Yud, which is Dina, which is Hashem. He lives in the Malchus of David HaMelech. Even now. He lives, David HaMelech Yisrael, Chai V'Kai. He lives in the Malchus of David HaMelech. But a person who's going Meshuggah of everything that happens, and is this, how could this happen, why does that, and he's upset, and he doesn't live with Tzadik B'Manasseh Yechya, in that place of Emunah. So then he belongs to the Malchus. He's Meshubah to the Malchus. It's not just when Mashiach comes. It's a way of life. To be Meshubah to David HaMelech. To be Meshubah to the Malchus of the Sitrach. To be Meshubah to the Malchus of Shek. Right, let's go back and read the commentary. Page 137, let's go. So simple pshat is that at that time, Jews had a choice. The choice was pretty clear. Either you belong to Malchus Beis David, you're a member of Klal Yisrael, or you're a person that belongs to Baal, you know, that you belong to Avodah Zarah. That was the choice that the Jews felt at that time. That was their bechira. Like in footnote 3, in Shmuel Beis it says, "V'yomer ein lanu chelik b'David, v'lo nachla lanu b'ben Yishai ish l'ohalav." Israel. The rejection of David was the rejection of being part of Malchus Hashem. It was the same thing. David represented HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you were on the side of David HaMelech, you were on the side of Hashem. And if you did not want to be in that world, then that's called that's called Ein Lanu Chelik B'David V'lo Nach Lanu B'Ben Yishai. I have no Chelik in David. I have no Chelik in Ben Yishai. Ishlo Ahalev, I go to my own tent, it's my life, I don't belong to this business of Yiddishkeit. So that was, in those times, atheism or denial of Hashem, Avodah Zarah, was seen as a kfir in Malchus Beis David. The choice was, if you belong to Malchus Beis David, you put on tefillin, you daven, you keep mitzvahs and so on. That's that, if you belong to Malchus Beis David, if you're part of that world. If your choice was Avodah Zarah, then it was Ishla or Halav. I live in my own tent. I'm not Meshubah to David HaMelech. His Indian is not my Indian. That's how it was seen. You're either part of Malchus Beis David, or you're in the world of Avodah Zarah. So what the Baal Shem is explaining is why is it presented in such a way? The choice between, we understand to say it's a choice between Hashem and Baal. Like Eliyahu Navi said, right? That we understand. It's between belief in God or heresy, atheism. That we understand. Well, what's the meaning of the choice of David HaMelech or atheism? What does that mean? So now the Baal Shem is explaining. David HaMelech means that the Ein Sof is drawn into your life and you live in a place of Hashgach HaPratis. That's what Emunah is. That's Emunah. Anything less than that is a bechina of kfir. It's kfir in Hashem, kfir in David HaMelech. Even though this person believes in Hashem, and he says he believes in Hashem, but Hashem is Ein Sof. Hashem is mysterious and hidden and infinite. It doesn't have a shaychus with the change in my pocket, right? I don't know. He's beyond me. So this person believes in Hashem, he's not an Ovid of the Zara, but he's not living in the world of David HaMelech, of Tzadik B'Menasa Yechya, which is where Hashem is real in your life, not something which is beyond you. Hashem is real. He's a part of your life. It's not Ayin. He's part of your life.
Pretty harsh.
I mean,
harsh. Yeah, it's harsh. Take somebody who's Shomer Mitzvahs, tries to do all the right things, and just doesn't have the connection. It doesn't have that God consciousness that we've seen about a thousand times. So that's to call that a kofer.
Besides, he's not a kofer in the classic sense. In other words, he's not a classic chalila like a. He's not an oivet of a desire. That's exactly what Hashem is saying. He's a yid, but he's felt that bis nemuna. He's a kaif. In other words, so you have all these
semantics, but it is different.
Yeah, because you have all these Jews that they do believe in God, and they'll even say that they believe. You know, they might even believe in the High Sinai, but moment to moment, how does that change you? How does that affect your life? So they're not chalila minim and apikarsim, they're not kaifim b'Hashem. There's a second division that's called the kfir and Malchus Beis David. which means you're not a min, you're not an apikaris, but you're not in the gather of tzaddik b'menasa yechia. You're missing this madrega of tzaddik b'menasa yechia. You're a mammon, but you're not yechia. You don't live in the emuna. You don't live in the emuna. Living in the emuna is David HaMelech. That's David HaMelech. To be a member of Malchus Beis David. So next time that you or I, next time like we lose our temper over something like finding the wrong coin or whatever the equivalent is nowadays, you know, not finding your keys, something like that. So next time we do that, so you can stop and say, this is Shibud Malchus. This is Shibud Malchus. I am Meshubud to the Malchus. Hashem as well help me to move over from the Malchus to Malchus Beis David and to calm down. And then when you're able to calm down and to remember Hashem Yisbarach, then he's saying, I now am in Malchus Beis David. I'm in Malchus Beis David. I'm living in the Malchus Beis David. It's the need of Tzadik Menosu Yechia. Get me out of the Malchus and get me into David HaMelech's place. Like they have in the airport, the King David Lounge, you know that? That's where every Jew dreams of being. The King David Lounge. And you, huh? No, it's not second valley. but you can get some Rogalach, maybe. You have the whole airport, and you have the King David Lounge. This is a place where David HaMelech is. The King David Lounge, it's a different together from the whole world. Tzadik b'menasa yechia. I live in that place with David HaMelech, in the King David Lounge. First class, like it was King David. Yeah, how are you?
Is the message any different when you out the right coin?
The method, I'm sorry?
Is the message different when you pull out the right coin?
Oh, if things are going well, it means you pull out the right coin. There, the avoda is to be grateful, to be thankful. And a person who's an ingrate is also a b'chin of. You see, the holy name of David HaMelech is also thanking Hashem and singing to Hashem and being grateful. Right? So, finding the right coin shouldn't be ignored either. That's also, I'm glad, you know, it's important to remember that. Finding the right coin shouldn't be taken for granted either, because that's also the tiniest little things in life are also from the Ein Sof, and to be appreciated, not to be taken for granted. Yeah? A person who comes home and he doesn't feel, when he walks in, he doesn't feel grateful to Baruch Hashem, everybody's okay and everybody is well and healthy. It's also a kfir of David HaMelech. David HaMelech lived in that mitzias of Malchus Hashem, which meant the union of tshuva and haida. We see these are the two greatest things by David HaMelech. He's lived every moment in tshuva and in thanking Hashem all the time, being grateful and thanking Hashem for every minute, thanking Hashem for.
Maybe when you open to the right page where you're supposed to, is that something big or is that shtus? You know, when you, is it supposed to open to the right page? Is that that's something good to be conscious of, or is that
yes,
stupidity?
No, it's not. No, it's not stupidity. No, no.
That's also a sign that things are going well or something?
It's the same life there. Thank you, Rabbi Shalom. Even a simple little thing like that, it's not stupid. Even a tiniest little, even a little thing like that. It says the Gemara says, "I feel the Beis Akisei." When a person goes to the bathroom and things work out in the Beis Akisei,
that's a very big deal, especially when you get older. It's big.
When a person is older, of course, a person's health is very much. But what it's saying is that everything in life to feel a gratitude, even for the Gemara is using it as an example of something which is not a big deal. So it doesn't mean for an older person, it's the simplest things in life. Opening up a sefer to the right page is also, thank you. But to live in that place of gratitude. When a person does even the tiniest little favor for you, right? If a human being does the tiniest, he opens the door for you, you don't say, shkoyach. It's a small thing. You could open the door yourself. So the person just holds the door for you. What kind of a person would you be if you just walk in? I mean, I've met guys like that, but that's not nice. Someone holds the door for you, shkoyach. So a person should be living with Hashem's Baruch, at least in that way, shkoyach. it wouldn't be any different with a person to say shkayach.
What does one draw the line as the difference between something going well and some when you sit and when, let's say, by Yaakov Avinu, where you're afraid that maybe your schlusim are being taken away from you in the next world? In other words, so where do you open up the right page? So how do you know that that's
by living in this way and by living in a way of David HaMelech, you're not using up schlusim? That's what the Baal Shem is saying. In other words, if I say, either for good or for bad, but if I say, Baruch Hashem, and I live in that world with Hashem, so then that's not using up schosim. If I gloss over all of that, I just go like this, and things are good, and I don't. So then I'm drawing from that. But if I'm conscious of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, then it's. I'm not taking from any chesh. It's not on any chesh. Any chesh. Because the whole tachlis of the good and the not good stuff is remembering Hashem. So when I'm in that place, I'm not drawing from anywhere. I'm in that mitzvah of Malchus Beis Dov right now, and it's fine. It's a very safe and good way to live. So we're learning the parish here. Obey your mind, Meshach, Ein Ben Olam, Zalim, Asim, Meshach, Lashub, Malchus, Bulfad. Hainush, I have the La Yochib and Zman HaGolus, Zman HaGolus, Shoz, Yizbat, Limelein, Ol Shib, Malchus, Agoyim, Malchus, Agoyim. So the Gemara says there, in Brachas, the Gemara says that the only difference between now and Mashiach is Shib and Malchus. So that's the Maimer of Shmuel, the Gemara. People feel very disappointed by that. That's the whole difference. That's what we're waiting for. I mean, it's okay. It's good. We're not going to have any problems with the Malchus. But for those of us who have grown up in good times in America, we didn't feel a problem with the Malchus ever. Problems with the Malchus. We're never frightened of. We're never oppressed by the Malchus here in America. So there's no Shibud Malchus. For Jews who went through that, that's a very important and real thing. But for people who never went through that, and at the end of time, most Jews are not living Baruch Hashem. Even in Russia nowadays, a Jew can. I mean, there's anti-Semitism, but there's no shibud malchus. A Jew can live, and he's not meshubud to the malchus. So that's like a little bit of a disappointing thing. All I'm waiting for when Mashiach comes is there's not going to be any more shibud malchus. But according to what the Baal Shem Tov was explaining, it's not just a matter of being under the control of some terrible oppressive regime. It means living in a reality of Elokus every second of your life. That's the switch from Shibud Malchus, being the Shubud to Malchus, my brain living in that constant mistake of Shibud Malchus, which brings with it all of the aggravation, all of the sadness and depression of life. Because a person who lives in Malchus Beis David is not depressed, is not sad. So when the Gemara says the only difference will be Shibud Malchus, that's a big thing. Shibud Malchus. Not to be Meshubah to Malchus. Not to be Meshubah to that way of thinking. To be free. And to be Dovuk Tasha. And to is a life of unbelievable joy. Of every second being meaningful and filled with simcha. As opposed to Shibud Malchus. Shibud Malchus means all the depression and frustration and disappointment and anger. That's a pretty big difference. There's a big difference between this world and Yom HaMashiach, even without any miracles, even if it's not miraculous and there aren't all kinds of special effects. Being in that mitzvahs, being in that mitzvahs, like I've told you many times with the Yismach Meshchus healing, that he was always in the Mashiach and Olam Haba, Yismach Meshchus, So he always wanted to be his galus of what's the matzah of the tzaddikim in the world of truth. Like, what's it like for the tzaddikim, the Eilam Ha'emes? And the Yismach Meshach was shown some sort of a vision while he was sleeping. He saw tzaddikim sitting around an old table in a Beis HaMedrash on a bench, learning. And that's what he saw Gan Eden. So he had a Chalisha's Das, and he said that, that's why I've been doing my whole life here. I sit around the bench, learning. And that's the whole Gan Eden? It wasn't like, you know, shining and brilliant things and angels flying over singing songs. And it was just like a...
Bismedris
for the Gemara. Sitting in the, so he had a Chalisa Zadah. Like, that's my whole avoid is to get to, like, this is what I do. So the Baruch Shalom told him in the dream that the mistake that you're making is you think that the tzaddik lives in Gan Eden. The emphasis is Gan Eden lives in the tzaddik. Gan Eden lives in the tzaddik. We think of Gan Eden like it's a different address, and we see ourselves being brought there like in a limousine. If you're zeicher and you take, you know, you come out with some suitcases, and they say, here, so you're a good boy. We're not going to show you to your accommodations, and they take you to some nice room, and you have like a flat screen on the wall, and you have a floating bar, whatever. I just found out about that recently, and there'll be shiur. You know, the next shiur is at 5 o'clock, okay? Because it's got to be like a religious stuff there. So the next shiur is the next. You get a schedule. It's like a very nice big shabbaton with all you could eat and good, fantastic lecturers and everything is, you know, and it's a great room and all the people you love are part of this. So that's Gan Eden. So the Yismach Moshe saw that he's sitting around a broken table on an old bench learning a Gemara, and Hashem told him, the Inyan of Gan Eden, it's not that place. The Inyan of Gan Eden is a level of consciousness. And when you're in that place, in other words, with Gan Eden being in the tzaddik, when that Gan Eden is inside of you, you don't need anything. You don't need the other stuff. The other stuff doesn't mean anything to you. Doesn't mean anything. So we can't even imagine that. You can't even imagine not being annoyed by a wooden table that doesn't, you know, that shakes. We can't imagine that. We can't imagine a way of life where I'm happy with the tiniest little things. I'm happy in that way. We can't imagine that because that's not our conditioning. We're not conditioned like that. But what the Hashem's Baruch was telling Yismach Moshe is that Gan Eden is a state of thinking. It's a way of existence. Whatever that means beyond this world, Gan Eden is in the tzaddik. And when a person is free of the malchus, completely free of shibud malchus, not to be meshubud to the malchus at all. When you meet the tzaddik amiti, a real tzaddik, you feel that person is not meshubud to anything. It's not meshubud to the malchus. Not to be meshubed to anything, to anyone. Tzadik v'menasa yechid. That's Gan Eden. But how could it be? What about some, some special things? And it's the whole thing is shtiyot. To have a soft bench, a chair, a bench. All the things are shtiyot. It wasn't. Hashem wasn't saying to him that that's what you can be sitting like and feel like you're on a bench in Olam Haba. That's not what it means. Hashem is saying to him that the Inyan of Gan Eden is not some nice accommodations. It's an entirely different way of thinking. It's a different way of thinking. Completely different way of thinking. And because it's so different to us, we can't feel satisfied with that. We would still be annoyed with having a sitting by a bench and a table. The thought of it is still annoying. That can't be that's all we're longing for and all that we're waiting for. That can't be that's all I'm waiting for. It can't be. The only time that a person has the tiniest little hergish of something like that is when Chalila, he went through terrible, terrible tsaros in this world, and he was, God forbid, in jail or something, all kinds of tsaros, and then he's back home. That first second that he comes into the house, it doesn't make a difference if it's a soft chair or a bench. It's just that first second back is like an Aiden second. But then after 1 second, it's like, the air conditioning's not right, and the refrigerator's not working, it's the regular stuff. But that first second, how did Rubashkin feel? coming, that second when he went walking to his house, that's an Indian of a tiny, tiny little taste of that new way of thinking that, this is good. This is good. There are Holocaust survivors who lived like that for the past 75 years. And I know some of them that live in that metzius, just like that. Every second just to come home and to have something to eat. Whatever it is, it's Ma'amish Atam Gan Eden. Atam Gan Eden, because that was such a Gehenna, so everything that we Baruch Hashem, we didn't have no such things. So that's a little bit, when a person tasted Gehenna, so then he's able to taste Gan Eden. It's very, very clear. Well, Hashem, we didn't taste, you know, Gehenna. So our taste is not different. You know, with Gan Eden, we don't have much of a taste for Gan Eden either. Not much of a taste for Gan Eden. I went to visit my parents yesterday. So I don't. It was in their apartment. It was very. I felt it was very warm. I thought that maybe they were uncomfortable. I was uncomfortable when I walked in. That it was warm. So I said to my father, "You want? Should I make it a little bit lower? You know, it's a little warm in here." My father looked at me like I'm such a baby. He said, "You're uncomfortable." I said, "Are you uncomfortable?" He says, "No." So I said, "Okay, so fine, as long as you." You know. But the way, like, what's the matter? And if I said I'm uncomfortable, so see, he would say stuff. Then make whatever you like. But he looked at me like he said,
"This is what you're wearing."
Yeah, like you're uncomfortable. He wasn't meaning as a put down. It's just he didn't understand. Like this is uncomfortable. It's a different metzias to live in a different metzias. Nothing since then has been uncomfortable. That's just how it is. That's something that it was so clear to me. Nothing since then is uncomfortable. Nothing since then is called being hungry. Nothing, no such thing. Nothing since then is called being hungry. If you'd ask my father after Atanas, were you hungry? Or everybody likes to talk about how did it go? So it's like the whole thing is narishkeit. There's no such thing as I was hungry, because he knew what hunger was, bamis. So everything is a tam gan eden. Everything's a tam gan eden. Eating, not eating. There's no. We don't have that point of reference. Baruch Hashem. We're very, very fortunate. We don't have that point of reference, but somebody was in Ganim, so he appreciates Gan Eden. Gan Eden is a way of thinking. That's what the Yitzchak Moshe was told. That's the point. Gan Eden Shivat Malchis. That's what Hashem is saying. Shivat Malchis is a way of thinking. You could be the freest person in the world, and you're living in a Shivat Malchis. You could live in a beautiful, beautiful palace, many acres. You could live in that most beautiful place. With all of the amenities and everything is gewaldig, right? And you're meshubin. Somebody told me that there was by one of the Pesach programs this past Yontif, that there was a mistake that was made and they were giving the people kidneys. You heard about this?
Yeah.
Something happened. There was a mistake in the.
It was they were giving them
sweet and low.
It was something similar.
Okay, but they were giving them kidneys.
Yeah.
And someone told me that it was on, of course it was terrible that everything nowadays is being, it wasn't Yontif, it was Chlomet, so it was on the phone, this lady found out that she was eating kidneys on Pesach. She threw a crazy tantrum. I didn't see the clip, but she was throwing things and screaming and yelling for the kidneys. So she's left and right, the rice is the abundance, embarrassing people, yelling, carrying on for kidneys. I mean, for kidneys, which our brothers and sisters eat b'shefa gadol, right? she's screaming and yelling, humiliating the owner and the waiters and all kinds of things, terrible things, losing herself for some kidneys. She's losing herself. And so she's sitting in this $80,000 pesa, is meshubed to the meshubedes lamalchias mamish. It says all over kfiru bedavid amelah, kfiru b'malchus v'zdov. The other people have said, "Oh, really? Oh, okay. So I'm glad you corrected the mistake. Let's go. Let's continue on with life. You know, what are you supposed to do? You had some kidneys? No." So those people, they're not meshubah to the Malchus, they're enjoying their Pesach. She lives in Gehenna, this lady. She lives in Gehenna. It's crazy because she paid so much money to be in Gehenna. But she lives in Gehenna, mamish in Gehenna.
What about
Oh, the husband. Oh, yeah. I didn't think of that. You're right. You're right. He must see this like, you know, every day. So that's that, because that's.
He went to a different program.
So in a malchus of Gehenna, mamish, to live in such a place, she is meshubed as the malchus. And the other people that say, okay, you made a mistake, it's all right. No, people make mistakes. I'm not going to go crazy. So you're not the person's free. He's not is meshubed to Hashem as baruch. He's living in the malchus of Hashem. It's a question that we have to ask ourselves all the time. Mi l'Hashem elai, l'Hashem elabal, Hashem elakim. You know, that choice is a choice that what the Baal Shem Tov is laying out over here is that's a choice every moment of life. How you experience things. Where do you live? Where's your head? You're either in the Malchus, you're in the David Malach. You belong to one of those two Malchus. Everybody tries to think maybe I'm someplace in between. Like, you know, I'm like Donald Trump's Malchus or something. There's nothing like that in between. It's either Lashem or Labal. It's either here, it's either there. And it's a way of thinking. It's a way of a person thinking. Hayinu shehevdel ha'yochid ben zman hagolus lezman hagula hu she'oz yizbatel mi'aleinu ol shibud malchus hagoyim. So the Gemara is saying that when Mashiach comes, then we're not going to have shibud malchus. We're not going to be meshubed to the goyim. So Hashem explains that's not just a political a change in the political landscape. It's not just a change in politics. Who's in charge? Okay, but he's annoyed. He has to go back into his pocket. Such a tiny little thing to be annoyed with the wrong coin, you know, to have that disappointment of finding the wrong coin. That's mechaper on aveira. That's already considered to be yisurim suffering, that brings atonement, that brings kapara. Such a little thing. You live in the world of alav dalav nunyud, which is dina. Hashem is the master of the world. Everything is dina de machu shemai. But Hashem is hidden in the things of this world. That's exactly it. Look at footnote 9. Ki einzo sela shamela hagod malach malach hamloch mishbochum istata bekam levushim. Everything that happens in life, Hashem is hidden in different levushim. On the ma'an shei das ha'yodim shekol levushim kisui in etzem ha'atzmusi yisbarach. Shekol levushim kisui in etzem ha'atzmusi yisbarach. The leis also ponomine, but the people who are smart people, they know that even though it looks like it's just a coincidence, but really it's the king himself that's wearing many garments, because nothing is empty of Hashem. Ein mokom ponim yisbarach. Im kein ein za status etzlo, kumash gesagt mokom acher, alufenu mesubolim, kshayodeya sha'alufu shel olam hu b'chol mokom, oz sovel hakol. Alufenu mesubolim literally means that our animals are mesubolim. Mesubolim means they're schlepping their loads. Like, to be sovel, mesubolim. Alufenu is a lotion, shkar alafecha, right? It means the livestock, it means the oxen, the behemoths. Alufenu mesubolim. In the pasuk, it's alufenu mesubolim. David HaMelech is speaking about when life is good and we have an abundance of supplies. So now we would say the warehouse is full, or the kitchen cabinets are full. And the way they spoke about it in those days is that alufenu mesubolim, that our oxen are filled up with, you know, carrying carrying all good things, you know, food, and the animals are heavy with. That's a siman of bracha that you have what you need. Alufeinu misubalam, but the Baal Shem HaKadosh taught that alufeinu that Hashem is alufusum shel olam. Hashem is the alufus shel olam, and when a person lives in the world of alufeinu of Hashem alufus shel olam, then he's able to be survival anything. Misubalam, then nothing gets them. He lives in that place of emuna. Misubalam, he's survival everything. He doesn't go nuts over the kidneys. He doesn't go nuts over the nuts. He's alufeinu subalam. He's soivel, but why? Because he lives in the place of alufeinu, alufu shalolam. So he's soivel everything. He's able to carry everything. He doesn't get crazy. He carries everything because he lives in alufeinu. Alufeinu misubalam. Alufeinu misubalam. Okay, so Mr. Shem, we'll continue after this next. In the Torah, next.
In that example of the woman going on this weekend and falling into the wrong situation, right? Is that God doing it to her, or is that her fault?